down to the City of Perth Australia Day Skyworks. Perth's Mix 94.5.
The sky will light up overhead for the City of Perth Australia Day Skyworks. But before that happens at 8 o'clock, between the hours of 3 and 8, there's still plenty of reasons to look up to the sky. And we're joined by the Operations Manager for Paul Bennett Air Shows, Glenn Graham, to walk us through it. Good morning to you, mate.
Good morning. How are you going?
We're great. Glenn, I must admit, I'm easily impressed by the Australian flag on the back of the helicopter. That's enough to make me tear up each year. So I know that that might not be enough for others, and that's why you're bringing in the big guns. You've got all the planes coming. What kind of things can we expect?
Yeah, we do have a full program lined up for everyone. So kicking off from 3 p.m, we'll have a lot of range of air displays from vintage biplanes doing their formation passes. We've got sport aircraft doing formation passes. We've got warbirds. We've got aerobatic displays. We've even got parachuters jumping out with the Australian flag. So you're going to enjoy that. Cool. And we're going to finish off with a support from the Defence Force. So the Air Force are going to send 4 of their latest PC-21 training aircraft to beat up Langley Park and show you what they've got.
Now, Glenn, I'm hoping that it's not your job to iron those giant Australian flags, is it?
No, I'll pass that on to someone else. They're quite a mission. They're quite large, as you've seen, so I feel for the person who's got to do that at the end of every day.
And, mate, what's the thing? I mean, you've seen it all before, but what's the aircraft that still makes your blood boil?
Well, just about everything. It's something for everyone. So the vintage aircraft, it's lovely to see them airborne again and still gracing our skies. To the latest high-performance aerobatic biplane, so we're going to have Adrian Thomas in his Christian Eagle, it's called. It's a white biplane, and he'll be trailing smoke, doing some fantastic manoeuvres for us, which is always entertaining.
A 10-5 is the water drop by DFES in the Black Hawk. Is that a water drop over the top of people to keep them cool, or just how's that one playing out, mate?
Yeah, but maybe give them a wave, and they might be able to help us out if we've got the hot temperatures going. And we've also got a nice water rescue display as well from one of the choppers as well. So there's plenty to keep us entertained ahead of the grand fireworks at the end.
I'm super amazed by what those water planes do, but I do not need any of the Swan River jellyfish landing on me. Just quickly, can you tell me, Glenn, which is the plane that is going to make all the horrible noise that makes me go straight to the ground and face down and think we're being attacked?
One of the most unique ones, I suppose, is going to be a T-28 Trojan, which is a Navy trainer from the 1960s. It's got a big radial engine, so you'll hear it coming. It's like the Harley Davidson of the sky.
Oh, right.
They're the ones I mean. They freak me out because they come from nowhere.
3 p.m. is when it all kicks off. The first thing you'll see is the helicopter towing the giant Australian flag, and that's when you know to keep looking at the sky, because it goes right through until 8 o'clock when we'll see the skyworks overhead. Glenn, we appreciate your time, mate. All the best for the rest of the day.
Everyone, enjoy the day.
Mix 94.5 is proud to be a part of this year's City of Perth Australia Day Skyworks. And to make it a COVID-safe event, there's a few things to keep in mind. All people aged 16 and above will need to be double vaccinated to attend. Be ready to show proof of COVID-19 vaccinations or a medical exemption. Use the WA Government Service WA app to check in, with QR codes located around the event and manual registers available. If you're unwell, stay home. At the event, practice physical distancing where possible. Wear a mask when you can't and use the hand sanitizer provided. For more details on Skyworks and COVID-19 safety, head to visitperth.com.au.